Rise and shine, pump it up. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show at 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And it's also a happy, happy trash talking Tuesday. Thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. And some of your top stories, well, trash talking. Yeah, the Democrats were flapping at the jaw yesterday. The DNC fired things up in Chicago. Yeah, there was some issues outside, but, you know, it's not like they can control the folks from inside. I mean, the Dems are doing their things, and the protesters were doing theirs. Mostly under control, it would seem, thus far. So you've got that going on. Today's primary day. Get out and vote in your local state primaries, etc. That is going on today. Usually those hours are 7 to 7, if it historically maintains what it has been. So you've got that going on. And, yeah, we'll get back to the convention. But we've got the FBI doing an investigation confirming that Iran was behind a Trump campaign hack. They attempted to disrupt, in fact, both presidential campaigns. The FBI and other United States intelligence agencies confirmed just yesterday that Iran was behind the hacking of former President Donald Trump's presidential campaign. The campaign itself said on August 10th it was notified by Microsoft that Iran hacked one of its websites. The FBI launched an investigation. Bureau said Middle Eastern country, Iran, has attempted to disrupt both campaigns. Quote, we've observed increasingly aggressive Iranian activity during the election cycle, specifically involving influence operations targeting the American public and cyber operations targeting presidential campaigns. All right. This includes the recently reported activities to compromise former President Trump's campaign, which the intelligence community attributes to Iran. So, of course, this will be an ongoing thing. You have to stay on top of it. There's always going to be attempts to hack in. Whether or not you can say, well, you know, they're hacking in because they don't want Trump to win. I mean, if you're looking at it in that political sense, I mean, it would make sense that they don't want him in. Whereas Biden and Obama before him, for the Democrats, have been awfully kind to Iran, unfreezing a lot of assets, begging them to deal with, you know, this work out a nuclear deal. And Trump, on the other hand, he was starving Iran at the same time, actually starving Russia, because when oil prices go down, not only do Americans benefit, but those other countries like Russia and Iran that need, you know, the capital that is gained from the oil, that starts to dry up when the prices drop. That dries up, and then don't have quite as much money to fund their terrorism, Iran, that is, and Russia, their war machine. So, yeah, that's why cheap energy is good for everyone. Good for everyone. All right. So the DNC is going to get plenty of eyes and ears, and they should. This is their big deal. Not to rain on their parade, but a new Keystone State poll came out. Yeah, you know, just yesterday I was going through some of the polls, and boy, oh boy, either people don't know who Kamala Harris is, or they think she's brand new, or they're just excited to have someone with a pulse. It could be any and all of the above, but they've been doing very well, according to polling numbers. The former president, though, in a new poll, who won 2016's race in Pennsylvania, but it was close, by fewer than 45,000 votes, lost in 2020 to Scranton Joe by a little more than 80,000. This time around, Trump is narrowly ahead of Democratic nominee Kamala Harris in a two-person race. 46.6% to 46. Wow, that's razor. That's nothing. That's a dead heat, really. 4.1% undecided, 3% saying they prefer another candidate. Like, besides both of them. Yeah, you can, you know, prefer all kinds of things. This is the deal. Anyway, the slender lead is, of course, well within the margin of error. And but it's better than being behind, and the campaign's happy to take it. And the theory is that the shiny new object, the honeymoon period, the idea that the elderly man with a poor memory is stepping aside and the young, fresh face is going to take over, that kind of effect, if you will begin to wear off. I think, especially when the people get to hear, if they do, if they ever do, the policies of Kamala Harris. And then, of course, they're surpassed. And you've also, you know, got her running mate who's got, well, he's got a past as well. I'll share some of that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:14, and you are listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.